Wisconsin senator wants to reopen investigation into events of 9/11. By Mark Anderson. It's laudable that Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, as chairman of a committee that has wide-reaching jurisdiction, wants to reinvestigate what really happened on September 11, 2001, 9/11. The reality is, the enduring deep state elements of the government, who are suspected of engineering the terrorist attacks that day as an inside job, are not the main impediment to achieving truth and justice. What's the real obstacle? The mass media cartel. A perusal of the Orthodox media's take on Johnson's announcement shows there is monolithic acceptance of every official claim about 9/11 handed down by the government authorities. No questions are asked of the authorities, there is no dissent. Johnson is considered to be crazy, and that's that. Thus, we're herded into a forced acceptance of the following state diktat, a gaggle of hijackers, directed from an overseas lair by supermastermind Osama bin Laden, wormed its way aboard four large jet airliners, took them over with guile and box cutters and, despite never having flown large airliners, expertly commandeered the aircraft. With unsurpassed precision, they carried out the most audacious terrorist attacks imaginable and outfoxed the entire U.S. military and intelligence apparatus. The key thing to realize here, as longtime 9/11 investigator and licensed architect Ron Avery of Seguin, Texas maintains, is that the media cartel serves as an information blockade for the powers that be, ready to defame and destroy anyone who sails too far from shore and seriously challenges the existing, settled narratives. In addition, most politicians, keenly interested in maintaining and expanding their political careers, do not ordinarily want to cross swords with a media that can make or break their careers with total impunity and bring shame and ridicule upon their close colleagues and families, as well. Avery told AFP. You have to agree on who the enemy is and what they did. It's not open for discussion. But if you start that discussion, you're a conspiracy theorist. Or, worse, you're one of them, a terrorist who needs to go to Gitmo and get waterboarded until you get your facts right. Johnson's plan. Johnson, who heads up the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, evidently believes 9/11 is worth another look. He appeared on a recent video news report with alternative news personality Benny Johnson. There, Johnson referred to Building 7, one of the seven buildings that comprise the 16-acre World Trade Center complex, and said the 47-story structure appeared to have been brought down via controlled demolition in the aftermath of the near-total annihilation of the Twin Towers. Johnson added that the investigation into both towers' destruction conducted by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which operates under the Commerce Department, was corrupted. Johnson asked on Benny Johnson's show, "What actually happened on September 11th? What do we know? What is being covered up?" My guess is there's an awful lot being covered up in terms of what the American government knows about 9/11. Politico, reporting April 22 in a condescending manner about Johnson's intentions while auto-branding him a conspiracy theorist, claimed that asking questions is an insult to those who died or were injured as a result of 9/11. The Daily News outlet rattled off the usual whodunit boilerplate without citing a source. Building 7 at the World Trade Center complex collapsed hours after the initial attack when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked commercial airliners and crashed them into both towers of the World Trade Center. The smaller office building could not withstand hours of uncontrolled fire after flaming debris rained down on the building. Many analysts, including architects, engineers, and academics, disagree, citing evidence for far different scenarios that deserve a closer look. While Johnson's official website lacked any of his 9/11 plans, his appearance on Benny Johnson's media program, the only type of media that would carry such explosive news, nevertheless suggests the senator is getting ready at some point to move forward as the 25th anniversary of 9/11 approaches in 2026. The stonewalling and censorship by the media syndicate will be intense, so it behooves readers of AFP and of other alternative media to actively spread the word on social media, in conversations at home, and in the workplace. It's up to the people themselves to bypass the media blockade and take things to a new level, now. Mark Anderson is a roving writer for AFP. He invites your thoughtful comments and story ideas at truthhound2@yahoo.com. Mark's radio show, Stop the Presses, runs at www.republicbroadcasting.org, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.